Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Poets on the Water. Ah, so many smart-alecky comments and so little time. Duluth Poet Laureate Gary Bolhauer is going to be presenting a program this coming Sunday called Poets on the Water. It runs from 2 to 4 p.m. at the First Lutheran ELCA, and featured readers include Ryan Vine, Ann Glumack, Shelley Getten. Duluth's Poet Laureate Gary Bolhauer on the phone with us this morning to tell us more. Hey, Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
So, poets on the water, but they're not really on the water. Wouldn't this have been more fun at the lake? I mean, just a thought.
Well, we tried all different kinds of possible venues, but First Lutheran gave us this beautiful window overlooking the lake. And so even if it rains, we're going to be there from 2 to 4 on Sunday, and we're going to celebrate the water and all of the ways in which it is so important to us, and ways in which it inspires us, and all the memories we have related to water. These great poets, Ryan Vine and Ann Glumack and Shelley Getten, will help us reflect on the water.
So,
and we're also going to have a little music by Dave Winchester, and there will be an open mic after the featured poets. And so if you've got a favorite water poem, come on Sunday and perhaps you can be part of that open mic portion of the program.
Gary, anyone could tell a story about the lake or about water in some way. And of course, a lot has been written, prose, fiction, and nonfiction has been written about water, or even if you narrowed it down just to our Great Lake. And yet, of course, in addition to the fact that you're the Poet Laureate, you're choosing poetry to bring these reflections and these observations and to try to connect with folks. How does poetry do that better than other forms of expression?
Well, poetry really tries to get at the essence of things, tries to get at the feelings that are underneath our experiences. So whereas prose very often tells a story, the poet, I think, is a little more focused, perhaps a little bit more trying to get at the heart of the matter. Here's an example from this is a poem that I will read on Sunday, called Water Song. We all enter as swimmers in the round lake of our mother, in the water nest of home, until the big wave pushes us to shore, and we learn to crawl and walk on land, and we learn to forget that we all enter as swimmers. How water runs between the banks of our veins, how its rhythm is the pulse of our heart. All our languages are the sound water makes on rocks and on the soft sand, how it whispers and sings, how it listens to the moon's longing, how it rises up at the sun's call, how it falls on the earth like kisses. Every day now, in this time of dark forgetting, we must sing the songs of rain and river, whisper that wet language of home, the prayer of all swimmers to the wide mercies of water.
That's beautiful, Gary. If somebody comes to the program, or maybe is invited to the program by someone else, and they've never thought particularly that poetry was their thing, and maybe even perhaps they've never thought particularly critically about water, except when it was time to, you know, get the hot water heater fixed or step into the shower or boil up some pasta. What are you hoping that that person, you know, who might come to the reading not maybe necessarily primed the way some people might, what would you want them to take away with them?
I think to get in touch with their own experience of water. We all have it. And again, you know, you just mentioned some ways in which all of us live with the essence of water at the heart of our life, whether it's, you know, cleansing ourselves or drinking water. Frankly, if we don't, you know, if we don't have water for a number of hours, we're going to die. It is really absolutely essential. And this is one of the things, of course, that we want to celebrate, all of the ways in which water is at the heart of our lives. Is really a mainstay, runs in the veins of our lives. And so whoever comes, I think you'll go away from the program on Sunday with just a little deeper appreciation, maybe even inspired to go and take one more half-hour sitting on a rock near Lake Superior.
So maybe pick your favorite body of water, whether it's your local lake, your local stream, the big lake, or just that bottle of really cold water that you keep in the fridge and take just a moment and appreciate it. Boy, I tell you, on a warm day, when that first slug of ice water hits the back of your throat, you think, this is the best invention ever.
Right.
Gary, thank you so very much for joining us, and we'll get a link set up so it'll be easy for folks to find. Duluth Poet Laureate Gary Bullhauer presents Poets on the Water coming up this Sunday from 2 to 4 at First Lutheran Church. Again, we'll get details up on the website. Gary, thanks again.
Thank you, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Duluth Poet Laureate Gary Bullhauer this morning, our guest on Minnesota Reads. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.